Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Melinda was mine till the time that I found her.
Doesn't count.
All right, redemption. Do one more. You can go left or right. I don't care. All
right. I know you don't have any idea what that is. But John's laughing because, let's see, that was, according to my notes, that was a heartbreak right turn, 35 miles an hour. And that would have been part of the thudding you heard there was John in the back seat sliding into the door.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Boy, those back seats are slick.
Yeah. Armor all, man.
You know? Yes, very much
there's
so.
Nothing to grab onto and there's nothing to sit. No friction on the seat. So here's what happened. Had an opportunity. You know, basically had asked the sheriff. We talked so much about pit maneuvers that I had asked the sheriff one time, Sheriff Simmons. I said, can we come observe? You know, because I asked him on the air, do you do training? And he said, yeah. And I was like, well, that makes perfect sense because anything that's hard to do, you got to do training for. And it got me thinking, well, you know, I'd like to come watch that. So we asked and they said they had a training going on yesterday. And they do it over at Brunson Field, the old airfield north of NES Pensacola by Blue Angel Recreation Area, the giant concrete area. And we had scheduled to go out there. And so we got to do, I mean, a bunch of stuff. John, you were.
Oh, I was just going to say, we forgot to ask them if you could have your pit sticker to put on the back
of
your car.
Oh, dang it!
I know, I just thought of that.
Because I know, I want one. That's jumping to the end a little
bit. I'm sorry, but it popped in my brain.
No, it's a good point. It's a good point. So we got to go watch. What they were doing is they have all kinds of obstacle courses set up there with cones to basically certify their deputies and to teach their deputies and trainees and cadets, you know, how to drive safely and effectively in the unusual circumstances that you're in the Tahoe and you often have to drive in. Like, for example, there's one of the courses where you come down a lane of cones at 35 miles an hour, and then you either have to navigate right to the other lane. If you're thinking about, like, driving on a six-lane road, like on Highway 29, okay, you're driving in the middle lane, and all of a sudden there's a car stopped right in front of you. You got to get to the right lane or to the left lane. So you have to go to the right or to the left. And then there's another car in front of you there, and you have to navigate around that one and go into the middle and then brake hard is one of the exercises. And so you learn to do that, and you learn what the car can and cannot do. You learn how to do it safely, and they practice that to make sure that all their deputies are safe on the road and know how to do this kind of aggressive pursuit slash defensive safety avoidance driving. A serpentine course where you go in and out of the cones at 20 miles an hour and you're not allowed to brake. Do that same thing in reverse, no speed requirement because reverse you typically don't have to do that at speed. The one I was just you were just listening to was an intersection is set up again with cones, and you have to enter the intersection at 35 miles an hour or I mean there's a threshold you go in, brake hard, turn right, turn left, accelerate out, and do that without hitting a cone. I clip one of the cones one time, but. Outstanding. It was a really great lesson for thinking about how different it is for law enforcement to do their driving than for you and for me to do our driving.
Yeah, 100%.
And I've been driving for 30 years. God, do the math. 37 years. You know, I've been driving a while. Okay. Yeah. That math seems wrong now that I've said that out loud. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't care. A long time. And I'm a good driver. Okay, I know how to drive. In fact, I don't always make great choices, but I know how
to. Okay, great choices. I like that. I like that, man.
I mean, so, you know, I know how to drive. Everything you're doing in this environment is either counterintuitive or contrary to what you've practiced your whole life. And that's what makes a lot of it hard. Like the requirement to drive in a figure eight in a very tight figure eight around the cones just to learn how to maneuver in close circumstances.
In a Tahoe. Yeah.
With, you know, which is a big vehicle. And to do it without hitting any of the cones and to do it at speed. I mean, it's not fast. You say 10 miles an hour. That's not fast. Oh, you try it. John, how many times did I say to him, Because he would always run through the course first. Tim Cole, the deputy, was great. I mean, he was outstanding. Anyway, he would run through, he would explain it to me. Then he would go through the course himself. And I found myself as the passenger thinking, I hope I can do that. And then, but most of the time I did fine once I got in, because there's a real difference between being a driver and being a passenger. And as a mostly driver, because I'm the man.
That's right.
Anyway, but, you know, it's a good reminder that as a passenger, things can seem dangerous or, you know, you can put your foot on the floor because you think you got a brake when you don't, you know, because when you're the driver, you're much more in control and in tune with the vehicle. Anyway, so I get in there and actually do the thing. I'm like, oh, okay, I can do that. But it was counterintuitive. Things like bumping another car, because pit maneuvering was the point of the end point. And, you know, actually, John, tell them about traffic, and then we'll come back to this. John, go ahead.
All right. Well, we've got no pit maneuvers going on right now.
As far as you know.
Right. I-10, I-110. No delays I'm seeing either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So we did all of these different tasks and, you know, did fairly well at most of them and didn't need a lot of remediation. But I got a chance to practice kind of everything they do. And they do, again, the new cadets, when they go through cadets, the cadet program, they do that, or the new deputies do that. They have to get certified periodically on this. But a lot of it is very counterintuitive to what you're used to. And for me, I'm in there, you know, having to do things I've never had to do before in a car I've never driven before. Which, you know, and then they do this shuffle steer, which is instead of crossing over your hands when you're turning left or right, you deliberately do not cross over your hands, which you kind of shuffle your hands along the steering wheel, one way or the other. So trying to do all of that at the same time as we're doing these novel physical activities, I'm challenging, but great experience. The thing that specifically they have trouble with, because, you know, we talked with the sheriff a lot about this pit maneuver. That's where you maneuver the other car into a spin by bumping them in their rear quarter panel. And they're using it more because they're trying to thwart bad behavior, and they're trying to catch people early, and they're trying to not let them develop into even worse criminals, and on and on and on. And one of the key things, and they said this so many times, I didn't have any good cuts of them saying this, so I can't really share it with you, but some of the audio didn't come out great. They are emphatic about stopping the crime, protecting the citizens, keeping themselves safe, and protecting the perpetrators. Like, the safety of the perpetrators is also a very high priority for them. And so even something like the pit maneuver, which you think, oh, that's so dangerous, it's not, because they know how to do it. They know how to do it effectively. And I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if we're, I mean, you know, we're going to roll these cars. Like, what's going to happen? And no, you're not going to roll the cars, okay? But learning to do the pit, one of the problems is, what's the number one rule in driving? And if you've ever trained your kids how to drive, you know this, because you've told them this is the number one rule. The number one rule in driving is, John,
don't hit anyone.
Avoid the crash. Avoid the crash. If you've got to go across the center line to avoid the crash, avoid the crash. If you've got to, you know, there's a pedestrian. Avoid hitting the pedestrian. Avoid the other car. Whatever the situation is, all the rules go out if the rules need to be broken to avoid a crash, right? That's number one priority, because all the rules exist to prevent a crash. Well, that means that intentionally rubbing up onto a car is, you know, a little uncomfortable.
Rubbin's racing, bro.
Yeah, I know Rubbin's racing.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually said that to them at one point.
I know.
And so it's one of these things where a lot of the deputies struggle with kind of what they've learned, either for a couple of years if they're young or for more years if they're older. You have to undo some of those natural impulses in order to effectively drive in these circumstances. And the pit maneuver particularly, the idea of deliberately bumping into another car is weird. It's something you do not do. Or then again, you can do it. Or did yesterday. I mean, I got to do like, how many? Five or six, probably?
Oh, yes.
And on the opposite sides, trying on both sides. And it was, you know, I was successful.
Side this time. So our aiming point's going to be that fuel cap.
Get up. Getting up next to him.
All right, ease on over. A little bit more. A little bit more. All right, ease on over. A little bit more. All right, good. All right, now. Quarter turn. Yep. You good with that?
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. That little thud was just... You bump them, and then they run across the front of you, and you drive through, and they spin out, and that's it.
And I think we both were like, oh, I thought this would be more violent.
Yes. Because, and this is one of the things that they were telling me is, you know, people think the pit maneuver is you crash into a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. it's very simple. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go into a lot of details because I don't want to give away anything that's important for the bad guys not to know about. But it's not what you think. You're not crashing into them, you know? And it's once you learn how to do it, it's very simple to do. And it's really fun. John, why didn't you play? I was so, I wanted you to drive.
I know. But I was enjoying the backseat. Me and your son were just in the backseat going,
my son who wants to be a deputy here. And, so we'll see. You know, he's still 19, so he's got a couple years.
But just the experience of it all.
He was loving it and seeing it all and, you know, and I'm going to do this in a couple of years, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have great respect. It's like everything else. Whenever you think you know how to do a thing, you know, you know how to shoot guns. So you go do the shoot house training. You're like, that's a lot more complicated than I thought.
Never mind. I thought it was better.
And one of the things that we learned from doing the shoot house a couple months ago, and I learned again yesterday, is part of the goal is learning how to do things under stress, at speed, in an emergency, where you want that to be muscle memory. You want to not have to stop and think about it, because adrenaline gets to pumping. What do you say? Their eyes become headlights and their pupils become BBs.
Yes.
And people make mistakes because they're not familiar with it.
But we will put the students through like emergency response, if you will. So we'll have them turn the lights on, because even turning the lights and sirens on can sometimes, you know,
it's an activity, right?
Yeah. It gets you excited, you know, because you're going to something. So we'll do that. Lights and sirens, we'll have them drive around, just get used to doing that. And the other thing we'll do is a pursuit course. So we'll have one of our instructors drive as the bad guy, if you will. They'll get into a vehicle, and we will pursue that vehicle with this, you know, the student driving and another.
With no cones, no plan, just got to follow.
We have to follow. But the other thing we do, too, is we have stop signs, we have road signs. So we make, you know, controlled intersections, if you will.
Yeah.
So the things that they're doing out on the street as deputies pursuing vehicles, they have to, you know, look for cars at intersections. You know, if they come to a stop sign, they have to stop. If they come to a red light, they have to stop. Call out, you know, where are they? You know, what street are you on? What direction
interact
are you
with
going?
Dispatch while
correct. So we do set up, you know, like stop signs, stop lights, road signs, and then we also will throw in like, you know, mannequins on bicycles and stuff. So yeah. there is those things,
surprises.
Yes, that they have to look for. Because out on the street in Escambia County, there's a lot of people in cars, on bicycles, on foot. So, I mean, there's people everywhere.
What you mean there's people walking around in Escambia County? Right. I have no idea what you mean.
Right.
Wearing dark clothing at night, trying to hide from the cars.
No,
I don't know what you're talking
rides.
About. I've never seen anything like that.
No.
It's just like in the shoot house, right? You got to have good guys, bad guys, uncertainty,
absolutely.
Partially hidden. I mean, you want to have as close to real as possible, right?
A little bit of stress inoculation, if you will. So operating under stress.
Yeah, that stress inoculation. Because if you're driving 70 miles an hour chasing a bad guy through the concrete but also forested area of Brunson Field, and yesterday was puddles and wet and mud, and, you know,
oh yeah,
and going through the simulated intersections, and, you know, your lights on, calling dispatch, I'm going 70 south at this street, you know, keeping in all the stuff you want when that really happens in real life. You want that to be not the first time they're encountering all of that. So it was a great experience. I've newfound respect for what they do. I mean, I already had a high level of respect, but, you know, and they deputies have to get recertified, and it's just like they have to get recertified on their weapons, you know, periodically. And the standards are all created by the state. This is not something like the Escambia Sheriff's Office came up with all on their own. They get graded. If they do not succeed at the various parameters, they, you know, they get some remediation, then they try it again, and they're trying to make sure that they get them, you know, up to speed, no pun intended. But, you know, it was a great experience. John, you were there. Anything? I mean, we'll talk more about this next hour, because I still have stuff I haven't told you that's really interesting. Anything you want to add from your perspective in the backseat? And you're sliding around.
I'm just sliding around. Boy, but it was great. It's something that they think about so much more than we do. We don't consider a lot of different things. And I'm like, wow, this is a lot to think about. you know, right. contrary to what we've done 30-something years of our lives of driving.
Right.
You know.
Somebody here says on texted in 437-1620, so millennials learned how to pit early in life by driving in Grand Theft Auto.
Yes, that's exactly. Oh, my gosh, you're right. You are right.
Oh, and somebody says, what does a police Sheriff Tahoe cost? I mean, a lot. But, you know, the pit ones are outfitted with welded on exterior bars.
So it's not like we're, you know, banging
you're not damaging cars. And stuff. Right. Yeah. Not doing anything like that. All right. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John, speaking of all of these, you know, aggressive, defensive pursuit driving and all that.
That's right. But there's no accidents out there. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays on Davis Highway southbound as you go past the hospital right there. Just seeing some minor delays there. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So if all of this talk about cars and driving gets you excited for a next vehicle, could do. I don't know. Or a Tahoe. Whatever. Frontier Motors, great selection of good quality used cars. You know, cars that are a year to three, maybe 4 years young, low miles, great condition. You know, the kind of car you can drive to 100,000 miles or 10 years, they're going to warranty them to that. You can drive it past that, too, of course. But they really only specialize in those A-condition cars, like ABCD A-condition cars. That's a requirement. They don't even buy cars that aren't in A-condition because they want to sell them to you. And they don't just want to sell you this car. They want to sell you the next car, the car after that, the car after that, your family, your friends. And the reason I say that is because a lot of times you feel like in a used car environment, it's that one transaction is the whole thing for them. And whether they ever see you again, they don't care. Well, Frontier wants to see you again. And, you know, you learn, you treat people differently when you are trying to be able to see them again and again, as opposed to just this one encounter. And that's, I think, what makes it so different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Saturday, August 16th, come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right, get 20 to 50 plus acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or visit creeksidepreserveal.com. creeksidepreserveal.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
You're at the age you're ready to retire, but you're probably considering downsizing. You've worked hard all your life, and now it's time for you. It's time for you to enjoy your time. But where? There are many choices when it comes to a retirement community, but there's one you'll want to know more about. Tune in Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Tranquil Villas and Myrtle Grove Villas will be the guests to discuss all the great reasons to consider retiring in the place.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
This is a gentleman who crashed through Victor Maitland's window, who disabled a non-marked unit with a banana.
Yes, sir.
Not going to fall for that banana in the tailpipe trick no more. 629 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Well, good morning. Expectations are growing amid reports that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin could meet as soon as next week. Trump has been pushing Russia for a ceasefire in Ukraine, where war has been raging since the Russian invasion 3.5 years ago.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, interesting note, Escambia County Commission meeting today, and on the agenda, suddenly, apparently, is an effort to pay for the retirement benefits that had been in controversy for a long time. Commissioner Bender, former and now election supervisor, $200,000? $292,000, and Barry, Commissioner Barry, $26,000.
We have a country that is going to be very rich.
President Trump's new tariffs taking effect overnight.
Tariffs will be between 10 and 41% applied to nearly 70 countries. These import taxes will reach a level not seen in this country in nearly a century. Americans can expect to pay an average of 18% more for imported goods.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Now the president also doubling India's tariffs as a consequence for importing Russian oil, bringing their total rate to 50% by August 27th. United Airlines flights are back in the skies after a temporary ground stop because of a tech issue.
Residual delays at major airports across the country are plaguing travelers this morning. This after a, quote, internal tech outage grounded all United Airlines planes for hours starting around 6 p.m. last night.
Fox's Chanley Painter. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It's a nice morning out there, 76 degrees, and partly cloudy. We'll get our forecast with Brooke Richardson, Channel 3, in just a few minutes. Well, some new rules for e-bikes and scooters and Golf Breeze.
The biggest thing is just knowing that these recreational devices are prohibited now inside Shoreline Park. So we did have our middle schoolers would take the sidewalk behind the school, and then they would be on these devices behind City Hall, which is where our public works, you know, vehicles and equipment is pulling in and out. And then they would cut across the synthetic turf and across the parking lot at the community center.
City manager Sam Abel, and she says the e-bikes and scooters were tearing up that turf, and there were safety issues with city workers entering and exiting nearby facilities. The ordinance would bring city rules in line with the state and require short-term rental owners to provide helmets if they provide an e-bike or a scooter for their guests as well. Well, charter school students could benefit from a new federal tax credit. Education Secretary Linda McMahon and Senator Ashley Moody in Tampa yesterday, they visited the Brooks DiBartolo Collegiate High School. Secretary McMahon says parents need to be involved in their kids' education.
Part of our mission to get government out of the way means putting parents in charge, putting them first, and making sure that they are highly involved in their children's education. Parents should also be in the driver's seat when it comes to opportunity and choice.
The education secretary also discussing that new tax credit, which is meant to encourage people to donate to nonprofits that give scholarship to students who want to attend a private school. And that program goes into effect in 2027. Well, raw milk is a bit of a health concern now. Misinformation might be making people sick.
Milk aficionados, beware. There's an outbreak of illnesses linked to people drinking raw milk here in Florida. The CDC confirms raw milk is unpasteurized animal milk that is a common source of foodborne illnesses. Public health officials are now saying such outbreaks are becoming more common with the rise in misinformation. By the way, in Florida, raw milk cannot be sold for human consumption. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. The town of Century moving forward and hiring a new town administrator. They've narrowed their candidate pool down to 5 finalists. The position comes with a salary range of $112,000 to $137,000. The job description would have the full-time administrator oversee infrastructure work and securing grants for the community. Public interviews are scheduled for August 14th. The council is expected to vote on a new hire by August 19th. An 18-year-old bicyclist suffering critical injuries yesterday after being hit by a car while riding on Olive Road. Officials say the the biker was riding against traffic in the designated bicycle lane at Charter Oaks Drive when the driver failed to yield the right-of-way and crashed into the bicyclist. The rider was taken to Sacred Heart with critical injuries after that accident. FHP says the driver of the vehicle was not hurt. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. If you're on Davis Highway southbound, right in front of the West Florida Hospital, you are going to see some delays. Also approaching Olive Road southbound. Just some minor delays there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We do have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping to 74. For Friday, 40% chance of rain, high near 89. Friday night, temperatures dropping to 74. Going into Saturday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 89 and a low near 75. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 76 degrees, partly cloudy right now. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were little changed this morning as investors monitored the latest trade developments with President Trump's reciprocal tariffs coming into effect. The 10-year yield was unchanged at 4.232%. The 30-year yield remained at 4.811%. Oil prices are moderately higher on U.S. demand strength, though sanctions uncertainty remains. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $64.89 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $67.44 per barrel. Eli Lilly said the highest dose of its daily obesity pill helped patients lose more than 12% of their body weight at 72 weeks in a late-stage trial. Eli Lilly's pill, or Orforglipron, is one step closer to becoming the first needle-free alternative in the booming market for weight loss and diabetes drugs called GLP-1s. Futures are moderately higher. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 81, the NASDAQ up 252, the S&P 500 up 45. That's Your Money Now.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I do want to give a shout-out to Brooke Cole, who is the wife and teacher of our wonderful Tim Cole, who is the deputy that trained us and taught us and walked us and drove us through the training course yesterday at Escambia Sheriff's Office. So, hey, Brooke, we see you. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Now to Wes Moreno, who is the Escambia County Administrator with a giant agenda today, including a committee of the whole meeting. Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. That's a great lead-in song for a board meeting day.
I figured you'd like that. Hey, let's talk about one of the – I have a lot of things to get to with you, but I just want to make sure we highlight this. Escambia County partnered with Habitat to build some homes, and we're turning over keys this week. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, I was talking with Commissioner May the other day. We were going around and doing ribbon cuttings and handing out welcome home baskets. And, you know, I said, man, if we could do this 5 days a week, every day of the week, that'd be great. I mean, it's you know, you have these first-time homeowners, home buyers, and just a great program. The county built the 14 houses. We partnered with Habitat to be able to make the selections and go through their process for who's eligible and who's awarded the opportunity to buy the houses. And it's just great to see the young families take the keys and open the door and unlock the door, or sometimes it's a grandmother and her grandchildren, and they're just excited, they're elated. And, you know, there's something about home ownership when you're in your first home and you're able to qualify and get that house. And, you know, the sun shines a little brighter, you know, you have a little more hope and a little more faith that the hard work does pay off. And it's been a great week in that regard. It really has been.
It's good to get wins sometimes. So is this a program that you guys are going to continue and do with more homes in the future? Or what's the plan?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's our goal. Is to put keys in the hands of new homeowners as fast, as fierce as we can. Whether we build the houses in-house or whether we partner with a partner like Habitat to be able to provide land for the houses in some way, shape, form, or fashion, you know, but we absolutely continue we will absolutely continue to do this.
And so the just for people who might not be familiar with the program, and even I forget some of the details, as you mentioned, land, which, of course, the county has a lot of land, you know, for all kinds of reasons, and that's a useful thing. But if the county is providing either, you know, labor or building or whatever, what kind of, like, financial cost is there to the county to make these homes in the end?
Well, construction of the homes were roughly a little under $200,000, and I'm not sure all the vetting process that Habitat goes through.
Sure.
You know, we get a little bit of money back there when they do a closing, not much, it's a small amount, but it's enough to keep the program moving forward and continue, putting keys in the hands of the homeowners. It's enough to do that, and nobody's making a lot of money out of it, and that's right. Not the goal of it.
Right.
And the big goal is to put people in houses, so that's what we're doing.
Expanding capacity. Totally understand. ECAT is going to be purchasing 9 minibuses of various kinds today. Is this expanding the microtransit, or is this just replacement for fleet we're already, you know, kind of aging out?
It is an expansion of microtransit what that is. We have some vehicles it's proven to be a very successful program right now, and there's some vehicles that are available to us that are on the ground that we can get rather immediately, if you will. And so that's what we're trying to take advantage of and bring those in-house, get them
wrapped up and get them ready to go and put drivers behind the wheels and expand the program. And we're looking forward to doing that.
Long term, we're going to be, I assume, shedding some of the big buses. Is that already something that you're looking at? Do we have market for those?
We are looking at routes right now. We're reviewing the route with some route study, and we will absolutely be consolidating some routes, getting rid of some of the larger buses, and implementing some of these newer vehicles. And yes, that is something you will see in the near future. And also, as you know, have a $30 million grant to build a new mass transit facility. So when we design this facility, we will design it in a fashion that supports microtransit and maybe a few other innovative things. And so you'll see us get away from these big, big, huge maintenance shops for these big buses.
Right.
It's expensive. It's expensive to hire people to work on those big diesel engines and to do all that kind of work. And it's hard to recruit those people because we're in competition throughout, you know, the local community. And a good diesel mechanic, they make good money, and it's hard for us to compete. So we're looking to make that move and make that modification.
And that location, that was decided, and that's the one that's going to be over off of Pace to the east side between Pace and Palafox, is that right?
That is correct, yep.
South, a little south of the intersection there. Okay, very good. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He's the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Wes Moreno. Wes, a couple other things that are on the agenda for today. Actually, lots of things that are on the agenda for today. One is that you guys are going to be purchasing, five Ford F-550 trucks, and then you're going to be outfitting them for EMS. Is this as part of, because my understanding is that EMS is also doing a not quite ambulance level response capability. Like they're also moving to, it's not microtransit, it's not the right word, but they're doing alternative to regular ambulance trucks. Am I understanding this all correctly, or am I putting things together that don't belong together?
No, we have some Transit Connect vehicles that we're using for transport, if you will.
Oh, the inter-facility transports. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, right. That's right. But these will be ambulances that will be running 911 calls. It's just another enhancement to the system, growing the system, trying to make our response times better. And I will tell you, in the past couple of weeks, my family's had to use EMS quite regularly, unfortunately. But they've been right there every time. The response times have been fantastic, and I really appreciate Chief Watts, Chief Stevens, and Dr. Abo, and all the men and women, the paramedics and the EMTs over there at EMS. Just fantastic service they're running, and we're getting better every day, and this is just another enhancement to that.
We had an item on the agenda that caught me a little by surprise. The Bay Center ice plant upgrade is looking at a change order of not quite $3 million. Is that right? And change orders, are usually we try to avoid those, but what's going on here?
Yeah, true. Yeah. So we had an estimate, when we started the project, we never really encumbered the part of the project that covers the installation. I mean, we're in the middle of installation right now, but the installation of the ice plant. And so when we had an estimate, now we finalize the estimate, we have a hard number, and now we're going to encumber the money. So is it a change order? Technically, yes. But we knew what we were going to do. We knew we were going to have to pay it, but we wanted a good hard number before we went after it and encumbered the money. And that's what this is all about. It looks like a large change order, but it's something that was planned on, part of the phase approach, if you will.
Okay, so it's I'm going to give an analogy, and you tell me if I'm thinking about this the right way. You're thinking about getting a new car, and in your mind, you're going to spend, $30,000. But then, as you're kind of researching and time passes and you're thinking about everything else, turns out that the car you actually try to buy is going to be $35,000. And so the loan is $35,000, and that looks like it's $5,000 more. But really, you had never bought it in the first place yet, so it's not technically a change order. Is that kind of the same, what we're hearing here?
Yeah, that's a good analogy, yeah.
All right, good. I'm glad I understand. That's always what I try to do. I always try to understand what's going on. Hey, you and I have talked so many times about this, and it's been a while since you and I talked, but the Galvez boat ramp, you and I talked many times about the redesign there. That has, as a result of the town hall that Steven Stroberger did with the folks and all the very negative feedback, my understanding is that that project is basically on pause and or not even going to happen. But – Is there a new plan, a different plan? Anything going to happen at that Galvez boat ramp as far as you know right now?
There might be small initiatives, something to divert the water so it doesn't erode the shoreline there. We have placed some sand there, some picnic tables there. But as far as, like you said, the major changes that were being talked about and presented, and we were nowhere really near the construction to begin with. So we do have time to take a step back, maybe review the plan, maybe have another neighborhood meeting and see if we can come up with something more, a little more acceptable to the folks there in the area. Or maybe we just, shift the directions altogether and go after something else.
Okay.
But, yeah, we are kind of in a holding pattern right now.
Yeah, because I know the basic stance of the people who showed up at the town hall was don't touch it, you know, and that – look, if that's what people want, then, you know, hey, that's the cheapest alternative of all, right? So that's, you know, not so bad.
I'm all about it. We've had a couple of those meetings lately where people said, we don't want it. No problem with it. We'll take our money and go somewhere else.
Wish we'd have heard that before the Perdido Key roundabout, you know? Like, so it would have been nice. On temporary labor, as I read it, across all departments, we've got maybe $5 to $6 million of temp labor. And you tell me, you're the administrator, is temp labor necessary, cheaper, more expensive than hiring full-time positions? Is this make us more nimble? Does this make us more expensive? Like, you tell me how to understand that item.
Well, it is absolutely necessary, and it is absolutely much cheaper than a full-time position.
Okay. Because of benefits, I assume, right?
Well, benefits is huge, yeah. And then sometimes we don't need 40 hours a week. Sometimes we just need 20 hours a week or maybe 30 hours a week out of a position.
Gotcha.
So they do enhance our workforce. It is much cheaper than hiring a full-time position. And, you know, just like public works, you know, in the past we've hired temporary labor to come out and do seasonal mowing. And I know some of the other departments, the ID uses temporary labor as well. It is a facet. It is a strategy, but absolutely it's needed and absolutely it's much cheaper than a full-time position.
I know one of the things that got added to the legal section of the agenda for today had to do with the whole retirement system, the 401A, all of that stuff from the past. When you first read it, it looks like the board is approving $300,000 to compensate now election supervisor Bender, former commissioner, and $27,000 or so for still commissioner Stephen Berry. But this is, and again, you correct me if I'm wrong, this is not going back and doing the like $250,000 compensation that Lumen and Stephen had asked for that the board did not ever vote to approve. This is something entirely different and has to do with state obligations, basically the state's billing you guys. Tell me what I don't understand here.
No, you're exactly right. This is not a reach back in any shape, form, or fashion. This is simply treating those commissioners or former commissioners just as you would any other commissioner for that matter, any other elected official as you would. So it's basically playing catch up. You know, I think some of them are buying some of their years of service back that they're paying for. But this is something we've received some invoices from the state of Florida, which typically you don't have a choice but to pay those invoices. And typically you wouldn't see these things on an agenda, but it's been requested that they be put on an agenda. And so that's what we've done. And we're hoping to move forward and get this behind us.
Very good. I thought it was interesting, two things. One is code enforcement. You had 12 companies apply. This is for doing lawn cutting and maintenance and ponds and all that kind of stuff. You approved all 12 of them. I assume that's because the more companies to do the work, the more you can find the right one to do it. And there's a lot of this kind of work that the county needs done. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a multiple award contract, if you will. We approved the list of vendors to be on the list. And then we have abatement projects come up and we put a scope of work out. Any of the folks that are on the list can put a bid in for the work. And we'll go with the lowest bidder and most responsive, lowest bidder, and that's what we'll do. But yeah, there's some qualifications to be on that list, and so that's what this is doing, approving that list.
And you guys are going to buy two jet skis for recreation?
Yeah.
For the
Yeah, we're just going to ride around.
Oh, all right, cool. If I'll see Wes Moreno out on his brand new $15,000 jet ski, I assume this is for either EMS or fire or life, you know, beach lifeguards.
It's for fire.
It's for fire, okay.
Fire, part of fire, you know, water rescue. That's what it is.
Yeah. And how many, what is our fleet right now? Do you have any ballpark? Because I've seen them in the stations, but, you know, my estimate would be something like, you know, 5 to 10. And they came in very useful in the flood of 2014. But you tell me, do you know roughly how many we have right now?
Yeah, I don't know the exact number. Okay. I would say probably around 8 to 10, yeah.
Okay. All right, very good. Anything else? I mean, there's so much other stuff we didn't even get to talking about. Man, the construction, by the way. You know, Chemstrand, you're in, like, right in the middle of the Olive Road possibilities of revamping that between Palafox and Davis, all of that. Oh, and you know what? Something came up the other day, and I just didn't know the answer. The West Jackson Street improvements, where is that in planning? Is that in right-of-way acquisition?
It's in planning.
Okay.
We do need some right-of-way, and then there's some drainage aspect to that project as well. So, yeah, but, yeah, it is in planning.
Okay. I couldn't remember, and I didn't think any dirt had been turned yet, but I wasn't sure. That's why I wanted to ask. Well, very good. Big agenda, including Committee of the Whole meeting to talk about the land trust presentation on that this morning. Wes, I always appreciate you clarifying some of these things. I know we kind of go through stuff fast, but people might have different things that they find interesting, and, you know, I'm always glad to get the information about. Thanks for sharing it with us and running our big county. Sir, we'll talk to you again soon. Have a good meeting day.
All right, thank you, Andrew. Have a good day now.
You bet. 655 News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 eastbound going right around the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone approaching I-110. I'm seeing just a minor slowdown there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Kick back with your family and friends at the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for another Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Bring blankets and chairs for the movie Shrek, beginning at sunset. Plan to enjoy the Navarre Farmers Market Combs of Honey. Pick local and fresh produce, along with unique products, every Saturday from 8 till noon at Highway 87 and Segura Corner. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games. Plus, weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And we rode motorcycles, blackjack, classic vinyl, tough.
You just watched Borat again recently?
Oh, yes. I love Borat.
It's a hilarious movie.
It really is. Those people, I just felt so sorry for them, but it was funny.
No, I know. The gypsies. The gypsies at the car dealership. Anyway, 658 News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Good morning. Texas's attorney general signaling that he may be open to having the FBI assist in the state's ongoing redistricting battle. Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton had initially pushed back on arguments that the FBI may have to intervene. This comes after Senator John Cornyn called for the FBI's help in returning Democrat lawmakers who fled to various blue states earlier this week. President Trump has also said the FBI may get involved. Speaking of President Trump, he says he plans to slap a 100% tariff on semiconductor imports. Tony Waterman reports there could be an exemption for companies that manufacture their chips in the U.S. or at least are preparing to do so. An announcement made at the White House yesterday with Apple CEO Tim Cook, who was with President Trump. And he says Apple's investing $100 billion into U.S. manufacturing.
Can I ask you the dumbest question ever?
Of course.
How many stars for an attorney general?
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Billions of dollars are now flowing into the U.S. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump posted that at midnight on Truth Social when new U.S. tariffs on a lot more imports went into effect.
More than 60 countries in the European Union are subject to rates of 10% or higher. The administration believes the tariffs will steer companies to step up investing and manufacturing in the U.S.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Now, tariffs on imports from India will double later this month to 50% as punishment for buying Russian oil. Tomorrow is the deadline for Russia to stop the war in Ukraine or face new economic sanctions. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports.
Now, yesterday, Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff visited the Kremlin to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin face-to-face, trying to negotiate an end to its war on Ukraine that has seen casualty figures on the European continent not seen since World War II. President Trump says he hopes to meet Putin as soon as next week.
That's fine. Again, Lucas Tomlinson reports out of Russia this morning say Trump and Putin have agreed to meet in the coming days. We just got another post from the president that he's told the Commerce Department to immediately start working on a new census. He wrote would be highly accurate based on modern facts and figures using the 2024 election results, and people in the U.S. illegally will not be counted. Now to Georgia. Fox's Jonathan Seri at Fort Stewart the morning after five soldiers were shot.
Dan Driscoll, the Army Secretary, has scheduled a news conference on post this morning to talk about the shooting, but also to recognize the actions of the soldiers who immediately responded to this incident, describing what they did as acts of heroism. Soldiers who witnessed the shooting tackled the gunman and held him until arresting officers arrived.
The accused gunman's a sergeant, Cornelius Radford. The five wounded soldiers expected to recover. Another American soldier is in custody. Taylor Lee, stationed at Fort Bliss in Texas, arrested on espionage charges, accused of trying to give Russia classified information on U.S. Abrams tanks. America's listening to Fox News.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go. Now, we just got another Trump Truth Social post from the president calling on Intel's CEO to resign immediately, calling Lip Bhutan highly conflicted. The day after Republican Senator Tom Cotton sent a letter to Intel's chairman that he's concerned about national security, demanding that the CEO reveal if he has any ties to China's Communist Party. Tan is an American citizen born in Malaysia. Intel is a company that makes computer chips, which could cost a lot more soon.
A 100% tariff is planned for computer chips and semiconductors, President Trump says, to boost U.S. production in the high-tech industry.
But if you're building in the United States of America, there's no charge.
The president outlining that plan alongside Apple CEO Tim Cook, who announced his company is spending an additional $100 billion on production facilities in the U.S.
Because we're a proud American company, and we believe deeply in the promise of this great nation.
President Trump says his ultimate goal is ensuring iPhones sold in the U.S. are made in the U.S. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now on Wall Street, despite concern that tariffs could lead to higher prices, stock futures are on the rise, up more than